So welcome to Building a Network. My name is Merlin Fox, and this is Sophia Anderton. We are the tutors of the Commissioning Content course with the Association of Learned and Professional Society Publishers. And today we're talking about building a network. So to kick off, what do we mean by network? Well, it's the wider group of people within your community. It will consist of people at all levels in their career, from early career researchers, possibly even PhD students, who've yet to publish anything, through to regular authors for your product and other similar titles, right up to the grandfathers of the field, the really senior researchers who may never publish with you.
But yes, it's important to have people at all stages of their career, especially people who are going to be the key opinion leaders of the future. Getting to know those rising stars at the really beginnings of their careers can be really beneficial. You can work with them and get to know them as they develop. There are some journals that have emerging investigator sections in their journals, which can be a really great way of showcasing people earlier on in their careers and helping build loyalty to particular brands or titles. And then they will be the regular authors of the future.
Absolutely. And I think back to my early parts of my career, attending a conference where there were sort of people there, early postdocs, just sort of starting their careers. And now I see that they're heads of department and professors some 15, 16 years later. And I know that they would have developed long-term relationships with their publishing houses, certainly for me as well. Once selling a journal cover to a young professor who in the last 5 years became one of my series editors, for example. But thinking about the people who are really senior in their careers, while they may not write papers anymore, they know everyone and everything that's going on in the field. And they are really the people to befriend, as they can introduce you to other people who may go on to be your next important authors for your title. They also tend to know about the hot areas of research and what the upcoming topics of focus will be. We really cannot underestimate how vital it is to get to know these grandfathers of the community.
And actually some really senior people that you speak to the first few times, they dismiss you, they dismiss your title. It's not something they've heard of. They don't want to publish there. They've got their regular titles. But actually, if you can build up relationships with some of these people, it might take 2-3 years, but down the line, I've seen numerous times when actually by working with, as an editor, working with those senior people, you build the trust, and actually they do give you a go and they submit a paper that you've commissioned, and then that can often lead to more regular submissions afterwards. So building that relationship and really getting to know the key people is really important.
Absolutely. I mean, this is sort of one of the underlying things of relationships. You're building trust, and it can take time, but over time people warm to each other, and things can develop in terms of getting to know other people. One of my former bosses, he started up a journal many years ago, and he said, you know, it took 3 years of going to conferences before people were really willing to work with him and publish with that journal.
Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time. But you shouldn't just be focusing on the really senior people and the really junior people. I mean, it's really about everybody in the whole community. You want to try and approach the really star PIs and the people who are doing the hot research now to have a broad range of contacts throughout the whole network. But so how do you go about meeting these kinds of people, Merlin?
Well, there are loads of ways to get to know these people. Conferences are obviously a fantastic way to meet a huge range of people. Listening to research presented at lectures is one thing, but going up to talk to a speaker or others in the audience is the way to get to know people and how you get known to them. It's very much a two-way thing where you need to be recognised. People need to think about you and the publishing house, as well as just what they're doing. Don't be afraid to go up to someone at the end of their talk. You know, you don't have to give them the hard sell or expect a commission for them on the spot, although that does work sometimes. Just introduce yourself to them so that later on when you follow up with an email, you can remind them that you had a quick chat after their talk, or you met at a coffee break. It's much harder for people to ignore you when they've already met you in person.
Yeah, and as well as the people who are speaking in the lecture sections, take a look at who's asking the questions and what kind of questions they're asking. Those people who it's worth taking note of as well, because they clearly know what they're talking about if they're asking sensible questions and are really engaged with the field.
Absolutely. And of course, it's not just the talks. Thinking about coffee breaks, poster sessions and social events, these are all great ways to talk to people in a more informal setting, possibly over a drink or a cup of coffee. And, you know, before you get to a conference, it's a good idea to have a hit list of people you want to talk to. But don't shy away from going off script and talk to anybody. You know, anyone who's sort of got a crowd around them, you know, someone who looks like a mover and a shaker, go over and introduce yourself. You never know, the person you're talking to while waiting for another cup of coffee may go on to be your next hit author.
Yeah, and while those personal interactions and personal meetings are amazing and really invaluable, we've seen, particularly during COVID times, that it's been more difficult to go to conferences, but that doesn't mean that you stop building your network. You don't have to meet somebody face to face. You can pick up the phone and arrange a conversation. Having video calls can be really, really valuable. And I've done a lot of that over the years. But there are loads of different ways of finding contacts and finding people. You can't go to every conference, even when conferences are happening. So have a look at the conferences you'd like to be at. Who are the speakers there? What are they talking about? You can reach out to them saying, I saw that you were speaking at X conference. People who have won prizes, that's a sure sign that people's research is really good. People who've been awarded grants, have a look to see what big grants were awarded a couple of years earlier and follow that through, because that research will be coming to fruition about
now. Absolutely. The grants on the web databases can be very helpful, you know, really give you a snapshot of who the bigger fish are and when their projects are finishing as well. So, you know, when they're ready to publish.
Yeah.
As you say, Sophia, you know, awards, prizes, you know, if there are professional societies associated with your subject area, see what they've been awarding. You know, other ways to look into this are the directories of experts, perhaps. Whether, you know, sometimes expert witnesses, public, it's all publicly available, not information. It just sometimes needs a little bit more digging and can provide you with different angles on getting to see people. And as you say, you know, video calling, it's very much sort of a social norm now. It was once perhaps seen as a bit of an oddity, but happens on a weekly, almost daily basis, I think, now for us.
Yeah, exactly. Highly cited authors, as you people who've featured in industry news. There's loads of stuff that is publicly there on the web. It takes a bit of trawling, and don't be disconcerted if it's taking a long time to find the people that you want to contact. It does take time, and people will say no, but that's part and parcel of commissioning, really.
Absolutely. You know, the more time you spend crafting and finally tuning your search, you know, the better the return will be in the long run. You know, it will provide you with, you know, people still say no, but the leads you generate from better research, the ones that are willing to work with you, will provide a better quality product in the long run.
Yeah. And once you've made that initial contact, keep it going. Keep checking in with people. If you see that somebody that you've met previously at a conference has now won an award, drop them a note to say congratulations. Just check in with people every so often, find out how their research is going. That really builds up that trusted relationship between the editor and the author.
Absolutely. I've got one of my authors at the moment, he's nearly finished a second edition with us and was made FRS this summer. So I straight away got in touch with him when I heard, and he was very pleased to hear from us. And of course, you know, little things like that as well help our opportunities for your marketing team to get involved as well. So any excuse to get in touch with people is always worth doing. And, you know, sometimes you may get lucky on your first meeting with someone and it results in a commissioned piece of work. Other times it may take years. You know, there's a saying in marketing that someone needs to hear a message seven times before they commit to buying. And it can be the same with commissioning. You need to have multiple touch points with a person before they commit to writing with you. And building your network is a lifelong skill. And you know, if you do move jobs to a new role in the same or similar field, take your network with you.
Yeah, and it's really important to build your reputation as being a trusted expert in the field. Yes, you are the ones that know about publishing, and really be part of the community with that knowledge in mind.
Absolutely. And you know, there are other ways of promoting your publishing house and yourself as the expert in your field through supporting events at conferences, such as poster prizes, or giving presentations within, you know, several conferences I've been to where I've given talks about either how to get published or working in publishing as a career choice for young researchers. And again, you know, this raises your profile as the expert in publishing for your field, as well as supports your publishing house and gives people a reason to take notice of you and get in touch.
Yeah. So, well, good luck to you all with all your commissioning activities.
Yeah.